Bob, how does it feel to take a walk on the wild side today? I know you got a cup of coffee in the afternoon.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I had this dilemma, which is I really wanted a cookie before the show. You're shaking. I really wanted a cookie, but I knew if I ate that cookie a half hour ago, I would have fallen asleep
right.
for the show
so
recording.
So I said, chase it and with big cup of coffee.
No, I know, and you're right. You're completely
and
right.
And then you were just screaming and running around the office, tearing at your clothes.
It was a great idea.
Yeah.
Can I play a song just like right off the bat? Just not even.
Sure, why not?
It's so funny, and I can't stop listening to it. And happy birthday, John Prine, is all I can say. He turned 70 this month, and also the highest charting record he's ever had.
Wow.
Through two cancers. And this is a duets record that he did, and I'm going to play this amazing song that just makes me laugh so hard every time. He's doing it with Iris DeMent, and it's I'm not even going to tell you what it is. It doesn't matter. You'll hear it right off.
I take too much abuse from you, that's all I ever get.
Yeah, calling a man like you a husband is just like calling a wild cat a pet. You'd better stop your running around, say nothing, stop moving on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Each day you walk all over me, can't you find another route?
If you'd start acting like a married man, maybe we could find a way to work things out. You'll find your key won't fit the lock if you keep on keeping on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I know you think I'm a running around, and that's why you're so peeved.
That's another line of the same old stuff, I hope you don't expect me to believe. We'll go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Think I'm a running around, and that's why you're so peeved.
That's another line of the same old stuff, I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take that garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Yeah, who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? You're gonna miss me, honey gal.
You kidding me?
You're gonna miss me in my hefty bags. Watch me, I'm leaving now. I'll take that garbage half the way up the drive. You miss me yet?
I don't know what it is, man.
It reminds me of that scene in The Jerk at the end of the movie when he's like, oh, I don't need anything, just the remote control, the lamp, the paddleboard game. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh.
Miss me yet?
I'm trying. That's John Prine. It's a song originally done by Ernest Tubb, Loretta Lynn in 1969, Johnny Tilton's song. It's a second duets record John Prine's done. This one's called For Better or Worse. That was Iris DeMent, his cohort in that amazing song. Can I play it again?
I have no idea what to play after that. I guess I'm going to have to go with Sad
13. You're going to take me down.
Sad 13. No, this is up, and I think the song's kind of funny myself. But Sad 13. Do you know Sad 13? This is the side project that Sadie Dupuis, the lead singer for Speedy Ortiz, started. She's got a new record under the name Sad 13 coming out. It's called Slugger. And the song I want to play is a cut that she started working on back in 2012 and first brought it to her band, Speedy Ortiz. And all the band members were like, I don't know, man, it has a line in it that they just couldn't see themselves singing or playing because they said, our moms are going to come out and watch us play this song. Uh-oh. So they just couldn't do it. She's like, no, you know, no worries. She starts the solo project. And in fact, she tweeted back in December. She said, I'm glad I'm writing a side project album because I'd feel bad making my bandmates play a song with this line in it.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, in fact, when I heard it, I was like, did I hear that right? And I wrote to the publicist and said, can I have the lyrics to this? I was like, yep, I heard it right.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just so smitten with the melody, which a great melody is always my first entry point to a song.
Do we have to warn parents with kids in the back of the car?
Nah, not on this one. Well, maybe on this one. But I've got more coming that's way worse. Anyway, the song from Sad 13 is called Hype.
And how long is it if they want to skip ahead?
Oh, it's only 2.5 minutes. Oh. And it goes by so fast you might not even notice.
Okay. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, the first time, it just goes by so fast, no, and it's not the centerpiece of the song.
It is.
And I think it's important to note that she says that this song really, it's a critique. It's her critique, Sadie Dupuis' critique on the way women are treated in the music industry. And she says, I hate this tired trope of a talented musician who's an emotionally unstable train wreck because it's only ever applied to women. Or the gross rumor mill that posits that all women in pop hate each other for some reason because they've dated the same people or something. We're too busy for this. I guess the song's about ignoring all of that nonsense and having fun with and supporting your friends. So this song, Hype, from Slugger, the record Slugger, is coming out on November 11th, but we'll have the whole thing up the week before in our first listen series.
Well, there's that, and then there's, and then there's this. I'm going to play a song, but I'm going to do a bit of an explanation before I play this next song by Laura Berhan. Laura Berhan, oh, we know from Minor Birds. She's about to do a solo project and go on tour with it, and she has a new song. The explanation here... maybe as long as the song, but I'm going to do this because she wrote something to us about this song called Apples and Oranges that I want to convey. Laura wrote to us and she said, in early 2016, the touring for my last Minor Birds record, Lovers Know, was winding down, and I was convinced I was going to die. For the first time in my life, I couldn't see anything in front of me. When I closed my eyes and tried to imagine my future, I saw a yawning black void. No music, no touring, nothing. But instead of feeling bleak about it, I was surprisingly comforted and full of gratitude for everything I've gotten to do and see and experience in my life. Maybe it was Oliver Sacks's Gratitude. I'd just read the collection of essays he wrote, knowing full well he'd soon die of terminal cancer. Or the Zen Buddhism I've been easing into over the past years, Laura Berhan says. But I felt seared awake to my own mortality and strangely calm about it. I had no idea what I was doing, but for the first time in my life, just that thought, I have no idea what I'm doing, sounded like a punchline and made me laugh out loud, because who the F knows what they're doing anyway? If no one knows what they're doing, why are we all worrying about it all the time? And then she says, apples and oranges came from that. It's very much a meditation on being human, on the fact that we're all born and we'll all die, and we're going to get some things right and a lot wrong. But all in the end, all that matters is that we get to connect for a little breath of time. It's no big deal. All the empires that rise and fall every day, and it turns out the littlest things matter most. She goes on, but I think...
Yeah, I guess so.
And so let me play the song Apples and Oranges from Laura Berhan.
Breathe it out, breathe it in. No one knows what's happening. Run another race, no one will win. Enjoy the chase.
Some songs you know you're going to love within the first 2 seconds you hear it. That song opened up, I thought, yep, going to love it.
Laura Berhen. She's working there with Mike Mogis. Mike Mogis, we know so well from Bright Eyes Projects and Connor's Projects. And Laura, of course, has worked with Connor. There she's sitting at the Wurlitzer and a Mellotron. And it's pretty lovely. I can't wait to see this tour.
Her voice can carry just about anything. Yeah. Just gorgeous.
That single's out today. It's called Apples and Oranges. And she's going on tour and starting out in Omaha, appropriately. And hopefully comes to a city near you. I see you're not coming to D.C. Now, you lived here. You have a lot of friends here. Mm-hmm. I'm one. Robin's another. There's two people going to be in the audience at least.
What about our needs?
Right.
That's what this is about. You know, I'm going to give Laura a free piece of wisdom here. Free piece of wisdom.
Okay.
You have to die. You have to. If you live forever, then I think it would have the exact opposite effect. Then life would be suddenly meaningless. It's like the fact that we all have a shelf life makes everything that much more precious.
And so all the more reason for her to come to D.C.
Exactly. And, yeah. Or it's another way of saying, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Blue Apron. Blue Apron partners with sustainable farms, fisheries, and ranchers to bring you all the ingredients you need to create incredible home-cooked meals. Ingredients come paired with an easy-to-follow recipe card delivered to your door weekly in a refrigerated box. Rediscover how fun cooking can be while enjoying specialty ingredients and exploring new flavors and cuisines. Get your first three Blue Apron meals free plus free shipping by visiting blueapron.com/songs.
You know, I have always been fascinated by the creative process, how artists get on a path and then follow that path. And this next song that I want to play started with just the name of the album, which is Oxymelody. Oxymelody, spelled O-C-Z-Y-M-L-D-O-Y. It's Polish. It's Polish, and it means young eyes or eyes of the young. It is a new record coming up by the Flaming Lips. 5 years ago, Wayne Coyne says he went into a used bookstore and he bought this book called Blisko Domu. It's entirely in Polish. He has no idea what the book's about or anything, but he says he's kept it in the studio ever since then, and every now and then he'll pick it up and thumb through it, and he'll underline or circle words or passages that he thinks are really cool. Even though he has no idea what they mean, he just likes the sound of the words together. Oxymelody was one of them. He said that it reminded him of oxycodone, like it sounded like some sort of drug that you would take, Oxymelody. So that led him to then create this record, and there are a number of songs on it that are taken from Polish words that he has no idea what they mean. But the first song they're sharing from it is actually entirely in English, a song called The Castle from Oxymelody. Let's give a listen to this, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the record when we come back from the Flaming Lips, The Castle.
Skull was a mighty moat.
Castle by the Flaming Lips. I was kind of giggling at the end here because I was thinking about how the band has been rolling out these songs lately. There's no way you could hear them unless you attended a yoga class in Oklahoma City, which is where they began playing some of these songs. And that song was The Castle from their record coming out on January 13th called Oxymelody. A word that he said sounds like a drug, like oxycodone. And Wayne Coyne says, this drug uses your own subconscious memories and transports you to perfect childhood, happy mind.
Not sure how to make this segue here, but I'm going to play a song by Kyle Morton. And Kyle Morton, you know, from the group Typhoon. He has a solo record. Typhoon's sort of been dormant for the last year and a half, though that will change in 2017. But this solo album is really beautiful, and I thought of you over the weekend when I was listening to this record. And I thought of you and your love for Sufjan Stevens. Now, I know trying to compare anyone to Sufjan Stevens is a tough one, because
one's a genius.
Yeah. But Kyle Morton has made a record that I think you're going to love, for all the reasons you love Sufjan, for the philosophy that's in the songs, for the instrumentation and the nice touches that go on in the song. Kyle's somebody who has dealt long and hard with Lyme disease. He got it as child, and has dealt with so much repercussion from that, and kidney transplant and so forth like that. And the idea, we've talked about this probably every time I mention Typhoon, which is that the idea of how fragile and mortal we are. And Kyle Morton has a new record out. It's called What Will Destroy You. I'm curious what you think of this song. This is called Perverse Fascination.
Have your heart, I would have your body. possessed you in the dark. I possess nothing. The prison gates keeping me in this old house. But if I try to go, you would not hesitate. I'm sure you will let me out. I see through everything. You're bored, we all know it. But everyone has noticed the puppet string. Still need someone to pull it. Calling the names into your mattress in an imitation of some obscure actress. And I don't know why you keep me around, but I'm easy target practice. Of your indifference, I remain at my station. All my life I've had this unhealthy sense, perverse fascination.
Interesting, hearing that recording at the end, I thought, it sounds like he's recounting a dream he had. I really love that. And the parallels to Sufjan Stevens, the similarities to Sufjan Stevens are pretty obvious. Sonically, in the way mm-hmm. it's produced, this could have been an outtake from Sufjan Stevens' most recent record, Carrie and Lowell.
And I also think that idea that sometimes a poison is a cure is, for someone like Kyle Morton, who's taken such tragedy in his life and such a hard fought battle and turned it into such a positive thing. Maybe that's the way I look at mm-hmm. that phrase, sometimes a pure poison is a cure.
A lot of people will say that the hardest things in their life have ended up being the most rewarding, or the, you know, whenever they've gone to hell and back through something, that they come out stronger.
Yeah.
Or they find themselves in a place in their life that they never would have arrived at had they not gone through everything that they went through.
I try to find Kyle and ask him, what were those recordings and so forth? And I found out through a publicist that he's on his honeymoon.
Good man.
Yeah.
So we just got a solo record from him, and we're getting the new Typhoon record next year?
That's right here. Yeah, he's going to be on tour with the solo record and performing some new songs that may wind up on the Typhoon record, and that starts around January.
Wonderful.
Kyle Morton, the record is called What Will Destroy You.
Which is maybe a reference to the saying, what doesn't kill you,
yeah.
you know, makes you stronger. Yeah. So let's go out on Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels. There has been speculation for a while. This is Killer Mike and LP. Together make Run the, they make up Run the Jewels. And there's been speculation for a while that a third Run the Jewels record, full length, will be coming out sometime soon. And they announced this week that, yes, one is on the way, and they've dropped their first single from it. It's called Talk to Me. It's a very political song. Killer Mike has been a very active speaker and activist during this presidential election. He was a huge Bernie Sanders supporter, spoke at many rallies and on television in support of him. And Killer Mike is now supporting the Green Party's Jill Stein. This new song takes on lots of things, the state of race relations in this country, war, and the presidential election. He takes a few swipes at Trump in this. But I think just musically, I'm always floored by the urgency in this band's music. It's the kind of stuff that I hear, and maybe after the sixth or seventh cup of coffee, maybe that's at play here too, I don't know, but I just want to take a pitchfork and torches, and I just want to take to the streets.
That scares me.
You just want to fight for everything that's right and tear everything up. Yeah, you know what that's like. How many tables have you turned over in meetings at NPR?
We shouldn't go there.
Yeah, more than I can count. Anyway, this is Run the Jewels. The song's Talk to Me from Run the Jewels 3. The band premiered this, I'll say, on the Adult Swim website, and it is available there for a free download.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
And if you thought that Sad 13 song was hard to listen to because of its profanity, yeah, there's a few naughty words in this one, too. I apologize, but if you've got kids in the car, maybe.
Yeah. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
We return from the depths of the bad man with a gun and a knife and a waistband. With the war with the devil and Shaytan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land. On a Thai stick, moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being backed by the cook crack. I move in a world of conspiracies. Obey no rules, I'm doing me. Smoke kush transport to the airport. Customs found a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave what he asked for. God damn it, it's a motherfucking miracle. Small bribe made it back into America. Hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, pit bull terrier. Rap terrorist, terrorized, paired up. Brought gas in the matches to flare it up. Militant Michael, psycho. On any ally or rival. Born black, that's dead on arrival. My job is to fight for survival. In spite of these, all lives matter as WIFO.
This is spiritual warfare that you have been dealing with. This is not a fight that you have been dealing with flesh and blood. But this is a fight against principalities and evildoers and unclean spirits.
RTJ3, motherfuckers.
Great man did it out face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back, and I'll wild on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you safe and sound and he's quick tap your phone and I have a file on you. Huh. Put me worry now, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm dirt, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the bus up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cap with Don Don in the dust, don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip in a box, I might go ride the tank, take a ride in the bank. Got the son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flat free shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause it's smart and stuff, we a good crew to fuck with, better love.
I told y'all, sucker, I told y'all, sucker, I told y'all RTJ1, then I told you get a